When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live from 50th and Capitol Avenue in the Big O, this is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and 1620 The Zone TV. Now here's Gary, Nick, and Jimmy.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Just make sure you have a good photographer at the finish line. What a weekend of sports, boys.
Photo finishes.
That was just Sunday.
Yeah.
It would have been a five-minute intro. We threw Saturday, and there was more on Saturday.
I mean, a fender one day and a nostril the other.
Yeah.
That's what sports has become. That's awesome. This was a good weekend. This was a good sports weekend. But in the open there with a montage of highlights, I have now added to the list of a job I'd like to have in sports. Yeah, I'd love to be Pat Hughes. I'd love to replace Pat Hughes when he retires.
Whoa, you're already replacing him.
I hope he stays for a long time. Yeah.
Still sounds great.
He gets to call some good starting pitching right now. It was a good series win yesterday. Baseball is good for a lot of us around here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jimmy.
I'm used to it now.
But
this is why I included you guys.
So I have a new job.
Okay.
The new job is I want to be the person at a hockey game that hits the horn when you score.
Yeah, that'd be a good
job. I've always wanted to do that at Omaha games.
Yeah? Who does that?
At the Omaha games?
No, that's not the... You can't have that as a goal.
Quack, quack, quack!
I hit the wrong one.
There you go.
So who does that at Baxter?
Mostly it is gentleman Doc Schuster, one of my favorite guys to see. He always comes down right before he goes upstairs to tell us at least a dad joke or two. And then he goes upstairs.
So he was not at the Tom Brady roast last night. That's what we're trying to tell him.
I don't want dad jokes. Yeah.
So he hits the horn?
Yeah.
How long's he got?
Retiring? You know, I think he just does it because he's been an off-ice official for so long. He does it because he likes being around it. I don't even know if he gets paid. But they used to have students do it. But they would always be very late on the horn. It'd be very inconsistent, so they had to go with someone that they trust and someone that's always paying attention to the game and not texting.
Middle of the next shift.
Usually happens with students that are late on the horn.
Yeah, I don't know, texting. They're Snapchatting, TikToking. I don't know.
I'm going to look into this because I would like to do that for a game now.
Didn't you ask Ethan if you could be in the penalty box a few times? And I remember you got to do that. So I feel like if you just say, hey, because I know Doc doesn't make every game. Yeah. There's sometimes when him and the family are out of town. So I feel like you should put yourself right up there as I would like to be the top replacement. Then you're phased in when Doc wants to call it quits.
Okay. I don't think I would be premature hornage.
You got to be perfect timing.
I would not be premature horny.
Well, that's good.
I would be right on when the goal is in. Like, even if it's a goal that's disputed, you got to hit the horn. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can't have, delayed hornage.
Agree.
You got to be full on in the hornage. I think I'd be very good because I would just it's like if I was pushing the button for the silos, if they just had President can't do it today. Can you step in? Sure, why not? Just a random guy that lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, just give me the code.
I would like that. I was not asked back to do the penalty box.
Really?
Well, because
we've had worse.
They throw some bones to the student athletes.
Yeah,
they give them a little cash.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and it's not even the students. But we've had worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we've had people that have, I won't name names, but one person one time when a puck went out and they were in the box that has the pucks in there, had dozed off. I'll tell you off air.
Whoa.
I don't want to out anybody, but it happened. Whoa. And I would love to tell you, Gary, that it happened just once. Multiple times.
So here's what I enjoyed was, one, there was a game against St. Cloud. There weren't very many penalties. Mm-hmm. So I only had one guy in the box.
Yeah. Did you chat him up?
He was not very chattable.
Okay.
But I was in the side of the penalty box that you flip the pucks to the linesman.
Yeah, so you got to get lead them. It's it's an art, and especially if you decide to go over as opposed to open up the door. There's a lot of different ways to go about it. So I don't envy that particular box per se.
Hey, now that I think about it, another part of why I haven't been asked back. I may have given away like 25 pucks that night to fans. Little kids beating on a glass. Oh,
you're
a puck.
But you're their favorite. You may have never been brought back, but I guarantee they remember you. Like, but where is that guy? Because every time they go to a game now, they're trying to see if you're down there. Like, oh, man, he's not here. That guy's generous with the pucks.
Great sports weekend. Hopefully you made a little money on the Kentucky Derby. You watched, you wagered, record numbers of viewers, record number of wagers. On a photo finish, and then if you happen to be the Kansas Speedway and you hung around during the rain delay, you got to see the closest finish in NASCAR history. 0.0001 as Kyle Larson won, and everybody's looking at photos.
Yep.
That's what sports has become. I also learned this weekend that hip-hop is decaying, the Kendrick Drake, which Kendrick's got too much content, so Drake can't compete. But I got thoughts.
This Lamar or Perkins?
I got thoughts on that.
Because Perk has been making people mad.
I can see I'm gonna be like a one man rowing with you two on this diss. I mean, I thought the first half of the Cleveland Orlando game was so bad that Kendrick Lamar was gonna drop a diss track. And then I'm thinking in my head, if you have made it, are you getting dissed by Taylor Swift or Kendrick Lamar?
Oh,
like who would you be more afraid of? I'd be afraid of Kendrick Lamar because he went like knuckle deep into Drake this weekend. And, I mean, Secret Children. I mean, whether it's true or not, I mean, there's some things some things you avoid.
Well, you put that out there, people believe it. Whether it's true or not, they just assume. So,
I'd be more afraid of Taylor because of her army.
But don't you become part of? I don't want to call it the bit.
A club.
But yeah,
dudes.
I mean, you know, you got
support group.
You got Calvin Harris welcoming you there at the front of the line. Like, hey, buddy,
Calvin Murphy.
I was one of the first. So, yeah, I still think the Taylor one would be sort of endearing. I think it'd almost be a badge of honor because, I think a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know you dated Taylor Swift.
Travis Kelce's our Travis Eskimo Kelce. Brother.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that she dated that they probably kept on the down low. So, yeah, I think you'd get more attention of mostly positive. Something about feuds with hip-hop artists, they don't tend to make it just about, they weren't good to me. It's usually gets a little more personal, and the smack talk goes to a different level.
Well, I mean, this is the second beef. Like we used to have old school hip hop beefs, like big time
rivals. Too.
But listen, hip hop is decaying. It's unfortunate. The old guard, there's no incentive to put anything out new. We got new stars that are coming on.
Mm-hmm.
You had Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj at the beginning of the year. They both went at each other. The Kendrick Lamar Drake thing is like scary. Because, man, they have gone hard after. When you're talking about physical abuse and Secret Children.
Yeah. And going after underage women, right? That was part of it, too.
Yeah. Yikes. So, hip-hop might be decaying. You know what is back? Welcome back, comedy.
Okay.
Last night, I didn't know that I would like something, and I absolutely loved the Electric Tom Brady roast on Netflix.
Okay.
I was laughing. I was crying. I loved it, and I gyrated on my couch. Listen here. You guys, it's Monday morning, okay? Let me just explain something for a moment here. You know, like when you're watching something, and it's funny? Because we need comedy to be back. It just can't be a Pop-Tart movie.
Okay?
Watch that.
We need comedy to come back. And last night, I was like, okay, the live roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. I'm like, I'm going to watch. I wonder how long I'll get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not turn away because it was like deep. It was funny. It was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And they did TB12 dirty. He did other people dirty. It was fantastic. But when you're sitting on the couch watching something like a funny movie or, you know, a stand-up special on Netflix or whatever streaming service you use, and you're like, you gyrate, you're like, ha! I did that a couple of times last night. So I'm here to tell you that at least for one night on Netflix, comedy is back. And I say thank you, TB12. And I wonder, as bad as he got roasted, and then he gave it back at the end, how much do you think he got paid last night?
Oh, quite a bit.
I mean, that was...
quite a bit.
If you watched it
Definitely
or you will
dinner
watch
provided.
It is worth it. You don't have to be a a Patriots fan. You don't have to be, you know, Belichick or a Kraft or TB12 fan. He even took jabs at the Chiefs. I mean, everybody was fair game last night. I loved it.
Jeff Ross was involved, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm in.
And well, then he had, so you need to go watch this. When you invite Jeff Ross, he is the roast master general.
Right.
You have to expect that there's going to be things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh my God, did he say that?
Because wasn't there, they tried together with the Robert Kraft thing, right?
Yeah, he talked about Robert Kraft and the massage, and it was really, really awkward that Brady got up and he whispered in his ear, don't say that blank again. So that was one of, along with Kim Kardashian being a robot and reading the teleprompter, and she got booed off stage. That was great.
This is great.
You know, some of the comedians, like Nikki Glaser was great. Kevin Hart was great. Like, comedians sometimes in roasts aren't the best.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic last night. It was, man, I'm like, who are these people? Because Tom Brady is laughing. Bill Belichick smiled more. I think Bill Belichick has smiled more in the last week than he has in 20 years. He looks so relaxed.
Between the draft and now this.
Yeah.
And his element, right?
But it might have changed your opinion. Go, oh my gosh, Tom Brady, since he became a Florida man, like, is not a robot. He's actually real. He has feelings. He has a personality. He's funny. You get away from New England. Bill Belichick gets away from New England. What did we see when he was on with McAfee? Mm-hmm. Man, who is that guy? All of a sudden, he's got a personality. If you watch him in this roast last night, because he also got roasted. I mean, everybody was fair game.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, these guys are normal people. This actually might not be a bad move, TB12. People look at you in a different light, that you can laugh at yourself and make fun of others and remove yourself from Alex Guerrero's ass.
Was that part of the roast right there, too?
Oh, God, yes.
So, yeah, that was that's something that I'll be watching this week. I'm trying to stay away from the reviews on it, though, because they've dropped some hints. That's how I knew about the Robert Kraft thing, of leaving that one, at least suggesting that one stay off the table there. Can we all agree, though, even when he was playing in Tampa, you saw a different Tom. I mean,
you get away from New England.
But it's interesting about Bill Belichick, because
Adrian Martinez getting away from Nebraska.
Hello?
He went down south, too. He went to Manhattan, Kansas. People just seem to relax there. The Bill Belichick, this was actually leading up to the draft. I noticed this, and I remember them talking about, I think it was on McAfee's show leading up to the draft, that he was on the phone, and it said it was Bill Belichick, but he didn't sound the same. Like, even his voice, which is, you know, we're always used to the iconic press conferences of, you know, we moved on to Cincinnati. He had different bounce in his voice, and the voice inflection was different. I'm like, this is not Bill Belichick.
Tonight,
like,
I literally
thought they had the graphic wrong. I'm like, okay, he's saying stuff that would probably be in Bill Belichick's repertoire as far as wisdom and knowledge of the game, but this doesn't sound like him, because he was, and, you know, like, he sounded enthused.
Have you ever been to a roast?
No, I never actually have attended a roast, no.
No, only the ones on the plates, but
so
they're always good.
When they induct somebody into the Press Hall of Fame, which our good friend Mike McKnight went in this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mike, I would have been there, but it was $100. Okay. really, it was like $100 per head.
So I got invited to...
it was $100 per head.
From Kent Pavelka's.
Yeah.
And then when I saw it cost, I'm like, ooh... KP, I love you, buddy.
I'll go drive over to Blackstone and roast Mike at Channel 6 on my own. but they do, I think that's when you go in, they have a couple of people that do roast. Because I think, didn't they put Dr. Gold, didn't he go in?
Yeah, it was right.
Yeah, like Trev was like a roaster.
Yeah, it was almost like a year ago, right?
So I've never been to one. I didn't know that they existed. But as I was talking to some people last night, they're like, oh, yeah, like, fraternities, that kind of thing. Roasts are still a deal. I've just never been to one. I don't think I would be a good candidate to be roasted. But I think if we were going to have a roast of a media member, a sports media member in Nebraska.
Yeah, you'd be, as far as you being
No, not me. I'm out.
I'm saying you doing the roasting.
Well, you have to have a good subject. That subject would be Steve Sipple.
Funny. Can you imagine exactly picturing
so
that
when
in my head.
When Sip retires, he may yeah. never retire.
The roast of Steve Sipple.
He's making all kinds of bank there at On Three.
Yeah.
And 93.7, the ticket gives him valet parking.
Why would I quit?
So when he does decide to retire, well, I mean, I guess you don't have to. You can do it before somebody retires.
Yeah. yeah.
Like Mike McKnight just did. Like Mike McKnight's going to show up for his 7,000th day of work today at Channel 6.
You can still honor Sip for years
yeah. of covering Husker
Sip would hit some milestones.
Sip would be a perfect person to have as a sports roast in this state. Matter of fact, I think we need to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. 1620 the roast.
What can we get like the official time that he's been in covering Nebraska? Because I know you have to combine Lincoln Journal Star now with On 3, 93.7 the ticket. How long Pony he's Express. Been in the business. If we can get a definitive like, hey, let's celebrate 50 years of Sip.
Well, you have to. So here's the thing.
You know,
the,
I know he's not
the,
that old.
The
but.
Right roasters for Sip have to have known him before he kind of settled down.
Yeah.
Like I when I first met Sip, Sip was single.
Mm-hmm.
So my
God, get some ice cream.
I've actually seen the young Stephen M. Sipple grow up among, you know, in front of my eyes. We no longer hang out at State Fair Park.
I never did, but I knew enough people in Columbus that also knew Steve yeah. Sipple when he was.
So you'd have to be on the
when
panel.
He was running around Columbus too. So I would love to hear from those people in a Steve Sipple roast.
Because I'm watching the Brady thing, I'm going, why don't we do this every week? And then there's been a you know, celebrities have had roasts and they're all raunchy. Yeah. I mean, you don't want a roast and everybody goes, oh, that was a nice joke.
Yeah.
You want
rest in peace,
my
Don
friggin'
yeah. You want to turn to your wife and go,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Is he going to get canceled for that? No.
So Sip would be the perfect like sports roast.
Yeah.
We could bring back like Bo.
Oh yeah.
Bring back former coaches.
And Carl. Bo and Carl. That could be fun.
That would be interesting.
The athlete that, so when they were hyping up the Tom Brady one, I'm thinking of some of the great worldwide generational athletes that we've seen, and you know, ones that do have a story beyond their story on the field. Can you imagine a Tiger Woods roast?
Ooh, have they done something close to it?
That I looked that up over the weekend, and I didn't see anything that was like this, and I didn't see anything. Period. I know he's gotten, I like to call this his second life, where he gives a lot of the younger golfers, like his little inner circle, a lot of crap, and I know they give him crap too. I think if he was comfortable with the group that was doing it, and that's a big part of this. There are certain areas that I think originally I wouldn't think you could go with Tiger, but with the right people, I bet you could, and I think it would be damn hilarious.
Yeah, you'd have to have thick skin.
That's the whole thing. And I think he does now. I don't think he did.
You guys need to watch this. I thought you might watch it last night, but you need to watch this because
we watch
Tom Brady
roasts.
Played pretty well in this. I mean, it's one of the funniest things I've seen in a while, and I'm here to declare that on the 6th of May, Mid-Comedy is back. So, Robert Kraft, I'm watching the whole thing and I'm thinking, you know, you had Brady, Kraft, and Belichick. We're part of one of the greatest dynasties in the history of sports. Now, one is unemployed, mm-hmm. one is looking for a job, and the other has watched the Patriots go to the bottom of the NFL. And I'm like, this is fantastic for a roast. But I wrote a couple of lines down. This is great. This is the way to start a Monday morning. So Belichick was up there. First of all, Drew Bledsoe was really, really good. He was funny. So was Edelman, who all of a sudden became, we're going after Tom Brady, but let's go after Belichick as well.
Yep.
But Belichick is up there. And he said, people have said it, Tom and I butted heads a lot. In a way, that was true, but it was so hard to butt heads with Tom because he was so far up Alex Guerrero's ass. Robert Kraft got up there and said, like many family reunions, there's some people here I'm desperately trying to avoid. Coach Belichick, good to see you. And then Brady.
Very well timed, too.
So then Brady got up and I'm going to have to go back and watch because he may have outed himself with Deflategate.
Yeah.
Also Gronk and Randy Moss wasn't very good, but like Gronk took a beating as well.
Really?
But Brady said, including that the NFL could have saved $20 million I spent investigating Deflategate because I would have just told you I effing did it. Also, he said he's interested in buying the Raiders because I'm tired of owning just the Colts and the Bills.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Good for him.
He
should buy the Cowboys. There's no funny there. He should just buy them.
Part of thick skin being roasted, though, and I know maybe in the moment it's hard to remember this, you're being roasted because you are the man or you are the woman. I mean, you are one of the top of all of the top.
Netflix gave you $5 million to sit there for 3 hours and take a beating.
That's true.
See, we would give Sip dinner.
See, there's the other part of it, too. The money that's coming in, even though Tom Brady doesn't really need it, the money that's coming in, that doesn't hurt either. But you know they're doing this because you are a major somebody. And so people can come at you any way they want. I know there are people, and Tom Brady would fit into that category, that I would think there's nothing that could rattle him. There's no joke that could really get you uncomfortable to the point that you're not enjoying the overall moment. But that's why some of these are great when you have like the roast masters, because they will find certain things that I don't even think the person being roasted, the roastee, is expecting. And then you go somewhere and then it's, oh, I know I got to put on a good face, but yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
So, you know, Nikki Glaser was here in town not too long ago doing her stand-up. Mm-hmm. Great show. Place was packed. She was one of the roasters last night. Man, she is funny. She is funny. She made a crack. Like, there were a lot of cracks about his, you know, Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
That he has 7 rings.
Yeah.
But now he has 8 because she gave hers back. what does it feel like that while she's cheating on you, the guy she's cheating with could beat you up in judo? Like, it went deep. And he handled it, I think, for the most part. I think that was pretty impressive. But if you've not seen it, man, you just want to laugh. You can love Tom Brady, hate Tom Brady, the Patriots, whatever. It is really, really funny.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Guys then were... Edelman was coming off the top rope at Belichick.
Yeah.
It was like back and forth.
Years of pent-up frustration.
Let me ask this because...
My God, D. Ford is going to all of a sudden be mentioned in this.
I don't want any major part of it to be given away.
Good morning, Bob Sutton.
Come on. Every topic.
We got Spags.
Exactly. And that gives you the Super Bowl.
I guess that's why you can bring that up, because you do have Spags.
Yeah.
Yeah. He made a crack about the only people to go to Chiefs games now are 14-year-old girls. And he goes, the Chiefs are kind of like Taylor Swift. 50 years of doing nothing and 5 years of being good.
I mean, she's not 55, but the topics that were essentially hit on, was there anything that you wouldn't necessarily link Tom Brady to? Because that's when it always gets interesting of like, oh, didn't know they would do that. Like I said, when there's whatever the roastie is anticipating, but for the audience itself, I mean, there's enough with Tom Brady that you can probably go in on, you know, whether it's Deflategate, the divorce, all those parts. But was there anything that was completely off the cuff? Because that's where I think it becomes, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but that's where, if you like a little controversy.
No, I think everything was fair game.
Okay.
The only person that I was like, why is she there, was Kim Kardashian. And she got booed.
Yeah, why was she there?
I don't know. Apparently,
just because Netflix...
Apparently, when you do that, you put her out there and people watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag peach emoji.
Interesting.
Fred says they
never dated, right?
Fred says a recent sports figure roast. OJ was roasted a couple weeks ago.
Indeed. It was Fred off the top rope. It's going to be a good Monday.
I think people roasted OJ. He just wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Some would say he's roasting for eternity.
Often running on a Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Great sports weekend. The NHL, the NBA. People in Kearney love themselves some Nebraska volleyball. We'll talk about baseball.
I was wrong. Yep. I gave it one final shot.
You guys going to cancel Creighton baseball?
They're done.
I think they canceled themselves.
Yeah, they're done.
I wonder if Odson will cancel Creighton baseball.
Yeah, they're done.
I wonder if their fan base will cancel Creighton baseball.
Mm. I mean, it's one thing to lose.
Kalkbrenner's coming back.
To lose another series. By the way, saw him at Nebraska Furniture Mart this weekend.
Okay. That is such an Omaha story.
I was. It. We were there.
311 playing on the.
No. And as far
was
as I know,
JoJo Siwa performing out front.
Yeah. I think that was going to happen later that day. And he didn't even have a lanyard on. He didn't have his Berkshire Hathaway lanyard on. But
Adam
it was
Devine
him and his fiance. I'm assuming maybe a new place looking for furniture because you can't miss the guy, you know. And then one of the employees took a picture with him too.
Well, that's cool.
I was about to. So
he should have told him I'm not him.
So cool. Jenny told me not to
one
do
of the
it.
Best players in the history of the program. A lot of people should be taking pictures with him.
He was
part of his NIL as he charges.
But he was over in the distance. I was going to take a picture and send it to you guys and say, "See, everybody's getting involved on
did
NFL
you have
on
Reese
Berkshire
you?
Weekend." But Jenny said I would look really amateur. I'm like, no. I'm like,
why did you go to Nebraska Furniture Mart on Berkey weekend?
That's true.
Just pack pull it full of people that. I'm glad you spend money in our town.
Got to get the discounts on.
Do you really have to wear the lanyard everywhere?
And we learned you don't need it because Jenny has a lanyard from her mom. She left it in the car. Somebody asked, because we had to purchase a couch, asked about the Berkshire.
We bought some Dr.
Pepper. Do you have your number? She goes, no, I think it's attached to my account, though. She's like, oh, okay. She goes, I got the lanyard in the car. Do I need that? And the guy goes, no, you don't need it. So then I realized, you don't need the lanyard yet. 75% of the traffic, which it was packed on Saturday, had the lanyard up.
Yeah.
Are they doing this?
I was out.
Well,
was
it's
out
the most random collection of people, too. There's some you're like, oh, yeah, they look like, you know, an A. There's other ones like, wow, good for you. It's just a random collection.
I don't know, man. I left here on Friday and drove by Buffett's house over a couple blocks away.
Yeah, I saw that.
There were chartered buses, people taking pictures. I mean, I'm surprised nobody got hit because they're... The tourists are darting across the street.
Did Warren come out to like the front step like Joe Pa during that whole time? And hey, go home, get some rest.
But
got a big weekend.
We were out in downtown Omaha Saturday GBR. Night and everywhere. But why do you have to wear, you know, like I don't have a lanyard.
Were they wearing the lanyard out to dinner and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, come
Good
on.
Get food on it.
I guess they're thinking no matter where they go, if they have it, if there's a discount to be had. They'll know.
Hope everyone had a good weekend and got out of here safely.
You just want to say, hope you got out of here. Hope you all got out of here.
Thank you.
I'm glad you said safely.
Yeah.
I made it sound a lot more caring. I just thought you were going to be like, hope you got out of here.
So I saw Liz said, like, hey, here's the top 10 restaurants in Omaha you should go to this weekend. I'm like, no, those are the top 10 restaurants you should avoid this weekend.
Yep.
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you know.
I'm sure the Drover was jam-packed.
That's why I went there the day before.
Oh, there you go.
That salad bar is a banger at the Drover. All right. it is. Sometimes you're like, you know, like people go, hey, why do you think Ruby Tuesday went out of business? I go, because they used to have this salad bar that was really good, and then all of a sudden they served water instead of lettuce.
Yeah.
You were like scooping water.
Yeah.
And I go, then it went downhill. We're getting fewer and fewer places that have a complimentary salad bar that's not bad.
Brother
and
the
Drover salad bar is still pretty solid.
I need to go to
the Drover. I have not been to the Drover in at least, it's probably coming close to 10 years, but yeah. Brother Sebastian, when we go, that's the one thing that I look forward to more than anything is the salad bar.
Hey, shout out Bernie. Him and I went to the Drover the other day, and I actually got to sit, I must be an adult now because I got to sit further back, like past the bar. Yeah. I've always been seated like right when you walk in those little rooms on the side.
Yeah.
I got to go past the bar. Uh-huh. I got to be right by there where they cook the steaks.
Our little boys all grown up.
I was
up.
Like, oh, yay. All right. The lineup brought
you like
to you
the
by
color?
The roofies at John Higgins Weather Guard. Jacob Bigelow, diehard St. Louis Cardinal fan, will join us.
How'd they do this weekend?
Lost 2 of 3 to the White Sox.
All right.
To the White Sox.
And then Amy Just, who made the jaunt to Western Nebraska, where Kearney is located. Say that tongue-in-cheek. That's an interesting debate amongst people that are from Omaha or live like in central Nebraska Kearney is located.
This is a Kansas argument, Everything west of Topeka is western Kansas.
Once you get out of Omaha, you realize, especially if you head towards, say, Fremont or Columbus, you do realize how centrally located Kearney was. But when I was in Omaha, I thought we were basically next to Denver.
Some people think 680 is too far west. But Amy was in Kearney, where Nebraska volleyball put on their spring exhibition before a record crowd at UNK. By the way, banger of a new arena. That new arena in Kearney is beautiful. Boy, how good would that look in some places just as your competition
like for some women's sports. Mm-hmm. But that is, man, they have, that is a big time arena out there. And those fans packed it for Nebraska volleyball, watched them sweep Denver. And then the discussion became Harper Murray, which we will discuss, which had an unfortunate incident accused of shoplifting from Shields by Lincoln police. So we'll dive into that because it's out of the hands of John Cook. But Nebraska volleyball was on display this weekend. So thoughts on that. Also, we'll get back to Adrian Martinez, who looked great this weekend for Birmingham. As Birmingham's already qualified for the conference championship. They have 5 weeks to go.
Nebraska's UFL team. Or are they the other league?
No, that can be because the GM is from here.
Oh, yeah.
The quarterback is from here, essentially.
We still claim him. He spent more time here than he did in Manhattan, too.
So. We've lost LSU baseball.
I believe, and in the studio.
I believe that Adrian will, post-football career, will live here in Omaha. He's engaged to an Omaha area person. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll probably live here in Omaha.
It was about a year ago.
General manager
this time
Coyle
is when they had the, it was in the summer that they had the garage sale.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
The yard sale of the Husker apparel in Papillion.
All right, that is the lineup for the show. Always glad to have you in. If you'd like to join the conversation, you watch the Tom Brady roast, and you want to drop your best line, or you would like to debate me on Ant-Man, does he look like Dwayne Wade or Michael Jordan, as the Nugs and the T-Wolves play game two tonight, you can always stop by the 42 Degree The Source hotline, 905. Who is that? 402. 951-1620. I'm new here.
That's it.
402-951-1620. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox. Gary at 1620thezone.com.
Handley at 1620thezone.com.
Doug and the great group over there, they take banking personally, professionally, and they will take banking to you. You don't believe us? Just ask.
Mm-hmm. It's the new Uber of banking. It's great.
Also, the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at GarySharp1620.
At Nick Hanley 1620.
All right, one quick fall call. Let's get in here on the 42 Degrees of the Source by your mom's house hotline. It is Andrew. Andrew, what's on your mind?
You know, what's on my mind is a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
But I'll just give you one.
Okay.
Just give you one. Ruby Tuesdays had a hellacious salad bar, too.
No, it didn't. I'm with you.
I don't know if you guys ever went to that one.
Yes, I went to the one. They used to have one over by Horseshoe Casino.
Oh, did they?
Yes. But I don't know that Ruby Tuesdays are around anymore anywhere.
I don't believe so. Airports. No, you see them in airports.
They have ceased to exist in the greater Omaha area.
Okay.
But they had a great salad bar. But if I were to rate the best salad bar, I would have to go Brother Sebastian.
I'm with you.
All right. I've only been to Brother Sebastian's one time, so I don't recall the salad bar.
Really?
Well, okay, so, because as a little boy, I was afraid of monks, Andrew, and people serving me my steak in a monk outfit, and also the chants and stuff, and I also would like some light while I'm eating, but other than Brother Sebastian's is really, really good.
But see, that's the beauty of that lighting, everybody's attending.
And you want to go on a date, that's where you go.
Exactly.
So there you
see, and yeah, that's Andrew. I'm right there with you. So everybody's attended at Brother Sebastian.
Andrew,
sounds like an endorsement.
Andrew, thanks for the phone call. You know, also Nick has a really good salad bar, Pizza Ranch.
Oh God.
Yes, this day's completed.
Does Jason's?
No, you know what?
Does Jason's Deli?
I'll go to Spaghetti Works. Do they still have the salad bar?
Yeah,
they do. Their salad bar is pretty good.
Spaghetti Works, man, on 84th is always packed. Yeah, the salad bar there is not bad. Does Jason's Deli get into this conversation?
I have not been to a Jason's Deli. The last time I had just Jason's right Deli was box lunch sent to an event. So I have not been inside a Jason's Deli in a very long time.
They have a salad bar anymore. I can't remember.
No,
though.
They do. They brought it back. So okay. COVID was going to kill the salad bar where you only got one trip.
I remember COVID.
Oh, and yeah. Didn't you get,
it is, oh, yeah. I got into it.
Did you get
it
a slap on the hand for that?
No, I got into it with the manager. I'm like, whoa, I wasn't told that it was just a one trip through the salad bar.
You got a salad bar. I don't know how you do that.
So
that's on them.
I said, okay. And he like was steadfast. He was like, nope. And I go, it doesn't say it up there and you guys never told me. And he's like, nope, just one time. Now they've changed that.
It's not a good
you
look.
You can go through it twice. It's unlimited like it used to be.
Yeah, okay.
So to make
look,
up Stalin, for
let
it,
me have my
so
salad.
To make up for it, I made a root beer float in one of the red glasses and hoofed it out the door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good on you. Damn the man. Yeah, if you're going to have a
machine on the way out,
a help yourself salad bar, and you say it's one trip, you're going to lose that battle. I mean, come on.
Then
what are you doing?
Salads.
Then just give me, if I can only have one trip, then just give me a salad. Give me a prepackaged salad. Because if that we're trained in
Here's
our head.
A bag of lettuce.
When we see a do-it-yourself or help-yourself salad bar, that it's, hey, you know what? I didn't get enough on the first go-around. I'm coming back for more.
Oh, we got this. Is a good this people. Is a good salad bar town. So it is. I'm telling you, it is. We've got a good response here. So
ooh, I'm smelling a new bracket.
So Nate, big fan of the Coatneys. Every time I hear someone compliment Pizza Ranch, they never compliment the pizza. It's all about the chicken and the chicken and the ice cream.
Come on.
I've never had either.
You can do better chicken wise, folks. Come on. I'm not saying it's garbage, but I could have the same chicken at Baker's or Hy-Vee.
Ooh, that breast is deep. Their chicken breasts are really good. Probably got to pull off the skin and just go for the meat. Just a little tip.
Elector agrees.
Chris says Ruby Tuesday still exists in Lincoln, 27th and Superior.
Okay.
I was there in 2021 and the waiter had to get my salad for me as he pointed to the items I wanted. It was awkward. COVID's been over.
That would be weird.
Oh, that's not a salad bar.
No.
Hey, what would you like from the salad bar? I'll put it on your plate.
Say none of your business. Let me do it.
I would like 4.5 eggs. Kyle says, you're sleeping on Pizza West. They have a great salad bar.
Ooh, okay. I've never had the salad bar at Pizza West, but Pizza West pizza, I would give a ringing endorsement to. It's very good. There's two locations, one in Maple and then one in La Vista.
John is with me. They may say one trip, but never said how many plates.
Oh, that's a good, okay.
And I wasn't even going to like reuse the plate. I was like, I was going to follow protocol. I brought it up and I was going to exchange. Mm-hmm. He's like, thank you.
Thank you for what? Yeah. I'm still going.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
I got more in me.
What are we doing? I go, COVID's been over for
a while. Do I look like a reliever? No, I'm a starter. I got more innings.
All right. Off and running on a Monday. Lots to talk about on this 6th of May with all of you. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy, who will get an update with you after the top of the hour on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.